USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans are slamming President Biden for failing to defend U.S. national interests at the G7 summit. It began with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said in an interview Sunday, Biden's claim that America is back is bringing back the Obama days when America was weak. The Department of Justice on Monday night asked the Supreme Court to reinstate the death penalty for Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev and his brother killed three people and wounded hundreds of others after planting bombs near the finish line of the Boston Marathon in 2013. An appeals court last year dismissed his death sentence, finding that the judge in his 2015 trial failed to guarantee a fair jury due to extensive media coverage. The heat is going to be dangerous in the southwest United States this week. In Texas, the power grid operator has asked people to reduce electric use as much as possible until Friday. Be sure to take plenty of drinking water with you if you're traveling on the roads. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Claiming success this week for his European diplomacy tour over the past week, the president will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden says the NATO summit has been a success. Biden calling the NATO alliance rock solid and unshakable during a briefing in Brussels, despite the efforts of powerful nations like Russia and China. As all eyes turn to President Biden's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, President Biden was asked what he'll tell Putin about how far the United States will go when the two countries don't agree.
We should decide where it's in our mutual interest and the interest of the world to cooperate. And the areas where we don't agree, make it clear what the red lines are.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Four teams remain for hockey's Stanley Cup. Monday night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Montreal Canadiens 4-1 and lead the best-of-four series 1-0. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has one governor stepping up to protect its people. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As thousands of illegal immigrants each month continue to cross the southern border, one border state's governor is taking steps to protect his residents. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News about the moves he's making on the border.
It's a multi-step strategy. First, we are increasing arrests. We're setting up situations where if you're stepping into the state of Texas, you're going to be stepping into an area for which there was a no trespassing zone. Because I have declared a disaster, if you are arrested for trespassing, it is immediately a jail-based offense up to 180 days in jail or higher. And then we're adding to that working with locals as well as local residents. We are beginning this week to add fencing along the border where if that fencing is disturbed, that is vandalism. That is another crime for which we can arrest people coming across our border into the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott is expected to announce a plan for the state to build a border wall later this week.
The crisis at the border is a result of the Remain in Mexico immigration policy being eliminated by the current administration. NASA is planning for multiple commercial deliveries to the moon's surface. Included are three new scientific investigation payloads. Two of the payloads will land on the dark side of the moon, a first for NASA. The PRISM projects call for lunar deliveries between late 2021 through 2028. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.